Our reading today is from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial."
And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs.
So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you.
For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened."
Good morning. For the first time in my life, with the possible exception of when I became a new mum and I had a tiny baby to look after, absolutely everything in my diary has been stripped away. All the usual markers for achievement are gone. The things that feel like they give a sense of identity. All the usual distractions and demands on my time feel like they've evaporated. Pre-coronavirus, I often used to wish there were more hours in the day because I longed for more time and space to be creative, for more quality time with my family. And I was hungry for space to pray without feeling like my time with God was being squeezed in amongst 100 other activities in an already busy day. Now, for many of us, the recent lockdown, being asked to remain at home to help prevent the further spread of the coronavirus, has resulted in radical changes to our daily lives, stripping away many of the activities that would have normally filled our days. Like me, you may be feeling all kinds of mixed emotions at the dramatic changes that have occurred over the last couple of weeks. I'm certainly finding that I'm more distracted and finding it harder to focus. But despite the new challenges that we're facing, as we settle into a new way of life over the coming weeks, it occurs to me that this is an amazing opportunity for us to come back to God, to make prayer a non-negotiable in our new daily rhythm, to make our awareness of God and our openness to Him a central part of our lives going forward. We're currently in the middle of a preaching series on prayer, and when I saw that today's title was Praying for Our Nation, I was struck by the extraordinary timing, because surely now our nation needs our prayers more than ever. But it can be hard to pray for our nation at the best of times, let alone now when it feels like the stakes are so high. The problems just feel like they're so huge, don't they? And seemingly insurmountable. What difference can my prayers make? What if I don't have the right words? And if God is a God who cares about us and about our nation, if He already knows our needs, why do we even need to pray? If we look at the example that Jesus gave us, we see that Jesus prayed. There are lots of examples of it in Scripture, and in verse 1 of the reading we've had today, Jesus was praying. He needed that time of communion, of relationship with his Father. He needed that time with his Father to intercede for the needs of others. He needed that time away from the pressures of life. And he needed that time to prepare for trials and for difficulty. And if Jesus prayed, then I would suggest so should we. But it can be difficult to pray during times of struggle. We can wonder if there's some kind of magic formula or some kind of perfect combination of words that will somehow make our prayers more potent, more holy, somehow more acceptable to God. And for some of us, We may just be feeling very alone right now and feel as if God isn't listening. But in verse 10 of our reading today, Jesus says, "Everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." In other words, everyone can pray. It's not just for people who are holy or clever. It's not just for religious leaders. It's for everyone. We can all pray. We are made to be in relationship with God. And prayer is the way that we draw near to him. It's how we talk to him. It's how we build relationship. And we don't know exactly what will happen or how God will answer our prayers, how he will use our prayers. But we can trust that the God who created us, the God who gives life and breath to all creation, is at work. In prayer, we bring ourselves into alignment with him. In prayer, we're cooperating with him. We're finding a kind of mutual resonance of wills. And it's extraordinary that God should choose to collaborate with us in bringing his purposes about in the world. But he does. And that means we all have a part to play. So let's pray. Let's use this time of lockdown to pray for our nation. Let's pray for our medical staff. Let's pray for our emergency services, for all those who are caring for the elderly. Let's pray for all those who are providing food and basic necessities for us as we are remaining at home. For those who are emptying our dustbins, for our teachers, for all those at home who are isolated and frightened at the moment. The list goes on, and I'm sure you can think of many others that you would like to pray for. But let's bring what's on our hearts to God in prayer. Let's come to God. Sometimes we don't have any words, and we can just sit with God a while in quiet, and he's with us. Other times we may bring him an absolute jumble of thoughts. We don't have to worry about being articulate or clever. We just bring him how we feel. We tell him how we feel. Bring God your concerns for the nation, for your loved ones, and for you. He loves you. So come to God. If you're struggling to pray right now and you just feel completely overwhelmed, you just don't have the words, why not try using the Lord's Prayer? This is the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, and it was at the beginning of our reading today. It can be really helpful to have a set prayer that countless other Christians have prayed the world over for hundreds of years. And actually, 24/7 prayer have set a challenge that we could all be part of. And that is to set an alarm for midday every day. And then whatever you're doing, you stop when your alarm goes off and you pray the Lord's Prayer. And then you'll know you're joining in with the same prayer that thousands of others are praying all over the world at the same time. There are lots of other resources available to us that can help us pray at this time. We've got some on our website. 24/7 prayer have produced some great things, and there are things from prayer spaces in schools. This is one of the things that we've got on the website at the moment. We've used this with our children at home, and it was really creative and helpful. We all engaged with that. The Church of England has produced some prayers that will help us to pray intelligently for our nation. There's a huge wealth of resources available, and there's no one right way to pray. We're all different, and we can come to God in whatever way we find helpful. But come to God. Everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Whether we're having a good day or a bad day, let's pray. Whether we're worried for our nation and for our future, or whether we're hopeful and we've got celebrating to do, we've got good news to celebrate, let's pray. Whatever happens, let's make prayer a central part of our lives going forward. Let's pray. Would you pray with me now? We'll pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.